Good evening, everyone. We're here for the first work session, the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation Annual Report and Presentation to the Council. We have Jomo Stewart. Mr. Stewart, please come on up. You'll be given 15 minutes, period. You're not the, you've never been the issue. It's the person follows you who's always the issue. But in time. So be proficient in your presentation, please.
Yes, sir. I will be proficient. Okay, well, I'll just wait for the presentation slides to come up.
What's that now?
There we go.
Okay.
All right. And for the record, every council member is present and the mayor.
All right. For the record, Danny loves correcting me.
Well, good evening, everyone. Yes, my name is Jomo Stewart. I'm the president of the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, and it's very nice to be here. Yes, and so I am here to give our annual update, annual brief to the City Council. Before I begin, I would like to just give a nice shout out to our new returning City Council member. I just want to give congratulations to all the candidates who won, but also I'd like to give thanks to everyone who did run. I mean, when you have a government that's of, by, and for the people. An indispensable part of that is having people who will step up to serve. It's what makes the whole system work. So I would like to give that vote of appreciation. Okay, well, next slide, please. So as I always do, I like to go ahead and start with a nice highlighting and shout out to my board of directors. I have a magnificent board of directors chaired by this past year by Mr. Jeff Putnam of Design Alaska, Vice Chair Jerry Simon with Tanaw Chiefs. We have Miss Amy Cook with Tote Marine and Angie Talent, and as well as others. Those are our officers. If you add Lou Florence of Doyon Utilities, the five of them would be our executive committee. But as you see, we have broad representation from around the community. Next slide, please. Of course, I always like to thank my staff right at the top. Again, I get all of the accolades and a lot of attaboys, but really, these are the people that make it work. And I could not do anything, FEDC could not do anything it does without the diligent effort of Ms. Rebecca Jones, my executive administrator, Ms. Lisa Slaba, my senior project manager, and Ms. Cora Killian-Felt. Okay, next slide, please. And of course, a big thanks to our grantors, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, the City of North Pole, and of course, the City of Fairbanks. Your contribution is invaluable and frankly, indispensable, along with our investors, our suite of for-profit and non-profit corporate investors. Next slide, please. So just a quick overview of our projects. That's really just what this is. FEDC has a whole range of projects, economic development. We have projects built around major components and major industry players in our economy and trying to help strengthen or support them or help keep them from eroding. The ones that are in bold, though, are the ones that I'll probably be giving a little bit of extra emphasis on as we move quickly through this project or this program. Okay, next slide. So, as you know, I do like to set some goals year on year for myself and the corporation. This is actually legacy. I was going to delete it, but I just left it. So my goals coming out of 2023 and through 2024, of course, as they had been before, more council engagement, more engagement with the city and the borough. And boy, did I get it. City of North Pole, of course, as well. We've been providing economic development services to them in a more robust way since they don't have their own corporation, and then work with our as much as we can and work closely with our other economic development partners. But regarding FEDC, I was hoping to try to increase our business investments and our sponsorships in particular of FEDC projects and programs. I did hope to renew our economic modeling, which we had done for many years in the middle of the 2000s, but had to discontinue for funding shortfalls. And relative to strategic planning, go ahead and codify a high-level strategic plan, set some short-term tactical goals for the corporation, and explore becoming the ardor for the Fairbanks North Star Borough and Interior Region. Next slide. So regarding the use of your funds, thank you so much. The City of Fairbanks provides us $150,000. Over on the right-hand side, you see how we've broken that up by spending. I did want to note, actually, if you'll go to the next slide, Danny. I did want to note that that's raw numbers. That's actually, I say, by outlay, which means by our wages as well as our expenses. However, it does slightly skew our spending profile in that when we, and I'll talk about it in one of the last several slides, when we did our economic modeling this year, it was by contract, and so it did kind of beef up the community economic modeling line. So I just want to let you know that by effort, time, it was it would be stacked as military, Grow Fairbanks, which is our bi-local, our business support programs in agriculture, mining, energy, and our, again, small business support and the business accelerator. Next slide. So regarding the military, we do a whole range of things, and I'll just kind of breeze through these again. You said 15 minutes, sir. The very largest enterprise, of course, was the Alaska Defense Forum. I do believe Councilwoman Tidwell gave you an update on that when the Mecca came in. Just letting you know, again, it brought over 300 attendees, military, civilian, as far as the military, from all the branches across the state, all the way across the country, and even into the Pentagon, participants from 21 states outside of Alaska and four communities outside of Fairbanks. Great enterprise, brings a lot of focus in, both on the military but also to our community. We are planning, have already scheduled the one for next year for August 25th through 27th, but we hope to hold it at the Carlson Center. I think we've outgrown the Westmark. Next slide, please. The only other thing I will say on that is I have been working, we've been fortunate, we've had a reach out from the university who would like to be a stronger supporter and participant in the ADF. That is great. And I have been wanting for some time to boost the business and commercial aspect, letting the military know, particularly because we have so many people coming from out of state, particularly the Pentagon, all the goods and services that can be provided by Alaska firms. And so I'm hoping to put together something that will highlight those businesses next year. But then, of course, we do lots of other stuff. We've been working on hosting the Housing Task Force for the community since 2018. We are transitioning that away from such a tight focus on military housing to a more broad view of the housing situation across our community. So we've changed the name, we're changing the focus, and we're going to be working to come up with a larger housing strategy, holistic housing strategy for the residents. And of course, helping spouses and service members integrate into our community and find gainful employment while they're here, and hopefully put down roots and stay, and become new Fairbanksans. So next slide. As far as Grow Fairbanks, again, that's our bi-local program. That's what we have right here. We know that just a small shift from buying things online to more local shops has a remarkable knock-on effect, can leave literally hundreds and hundreds of extra million dollars in our economy. The big enterprise on this one, in addition to doing things like, again, small business spotlights, business support, helping them connect with resources, we do the Winter Solstice Fest. Next slide. So the Winter Solstice Fest this year is scheduled for the big day is going to be Saturday, December 21st. However, this is a partnership with the Downtown Association, us, Morris Thompson, as well as FNSB Parks and Rec, with the support of Golden Heart Consulting. It's actually going to be a multi-day event. So as far as the actual Solstice Fest itself, big day, again, is December 21st. But the Moose and the Loose will actually run for 3 days this year, Thursday, Friday, and then culminating on Saturday. The Winter Bazaar will actually come the week before on the 14th and 15th at Morris Thompson. But again, they'll be participating on the big day. The Winter Tree Walk will be going all week, and I believe the voting will also be that Saturday. So I did want to let you know finally that we're actually putting greater emphasis and focus on downtown Fairbanks businesses this year. Historically, it's been businesses across the city and even some outside of the city limits. This year, it really is going to be focused on downtown Fairbanks for the Moose on the Loose. So you can see if you can catch me in the Moose costume. Next slide, please. So regarding agriculture, of course, again, we know we have pretty severe food vulnerability here, and we also that we should grow a lot more of our own food here. So we have been working and worked diligently to try to boost our agricultural sector. Big things we do, of course, are the ag directory we do year on year, listing all the farms, the farmers markets, resources for farmers to be kind of that one-stop booklet to tell you about interior farming. We also do the Chef at the Market, which is one of my favorite programs, where we actually do have a chef that comes to the market, buys produce, makes something great to show you that you can make something great with things that grow great here in Fairbanks. And then if you really like it, we have a we give away recipe cards along with the samples, and we'll even show you where you can go buy that produce so you can make it yourself at home. This year, we gave away over 500 samples and over 300 recipe cards. Next slide. Energy. When you live in one of the coldest, darkest metropolitan centers on the face of the planet, we know that energy is a big, big deal. I won't go through all of this information. Just know that, again, we focus very heavily at FEDC on energy, trying to reduce and stabilize the cost of energy or help people just use less of it. We have been an integral part in trying to keep the community informed regarding the Eielson Air Force Base micronuclear reactor demonstration project. We do push heavily or have been on rail belt intertie enhancement, and we strongly encourage state funding for the Home Energy Retrofit Program, which thankfully did receive state funding again for the first time in, I think, a decade over at AHFC. But we will keep pushing on that again. The cheapest BTU is the one you never use, and energy efficiency always pays you back. It's just a matter of time. Next slide. For tech-led development, again, this is kind of our catch-all phrase for our business support services. We did have one of the major things we've done directly for the city is we've been trying to help put together a youth entrepreneurship program to go along with your dollar business license. It would almost be essentially kind of a fund up and online version of our accelerator program for small businesses. We also have the Young Professionals Council. And of course, the next slide will be the Small Business Accelerator. But while we're here, since another thing that we've been doing at the city's request is keeping track of and trying to boost the amount of cargo traffic coming through FAI. I did get an update from the airport today that it's just for your edification, Mayor Prews, that cargo landings are up about 823 metric tons over last year, or about 17.57% year on year. Next slide.
Fruit.
We'll keep working it, sir. Although, again, as you note, there's some other things that could be done over at Fairbanks International that would really help improve their operations and some of their cost structure. And so we have been trying to push on that with our state partners as well.
Well, of Angie Spear going down to Anchorage.
I just found that out. I spoke to the nice gentleman who I think is going to be taking over her spot here in town. Yes, sir. And Angie. Very proud of her, though. She's done a great job for our airport. She's doing a great job for both. And so I'm sorry that we're going to be losing her, but I just spoke to, again, Aaron is his first name. He seems like a great guy. Okay, so regarding the Business Accelerator, again, we're doing our fall cohort right now. For the whole program, we've had over 60 applicants. We've had over 40 students. We've got 13 active students right now. As you see, it is like it's an 8-week 101 things you should need to know if you're going to successfully start a business in Fairbanks, Alaska, plus a pitch competition. And we've partnered with in the past, and we hope to again with the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, so that the winners of the pitch competition within the cohort actually get to pitch to the business and customer community at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon. And so we'll be trying to do that again here soon. Next slide, please. Regional hub, again, this is part of our catch-all for our working with our, we are the regional hub for the Upper Interior region and with our rural partners. And so we do try to support our rural partners and our native organizations with things like the TCC reception, the Elders and Youth Conference of AFN, WEO, the list goes on. We also have been hosting a broadband task force, and we've been doing summer marketing. The only note, and that is summer marketing of our community and our community's events into rural Alaska. I can make it. Just know that I think that's something, though, that maybe would be better handed off to Explore Fairbanks. I do hope to work with them on that, perhaps. Regarding mining, again, we're a world-class mining province. We try to let everybody know it. FEDC thinks we have a real opportunity to get in the game on critical and rare earths and have been trying to encourage folks to support that. Next slide. Forestry biomass. We did help. We supported the creation of the lumber grading program, and we helped impact test their training program. Next slide. YPC, we did have the YPC event in April. We do, again, Young Professionals Council. So we're already working to try to put another one on in the spring. As far as miscellaneous projects, again, GVA loan and broadband. GVA had gotten some money a decade ago from USDA to be able to make low-interest economic development loans. That money has come back from the co-op, and so we've been working with GVA to relet those funds. Regarding broadband, this one's a tough nut to crack, but the goal is to allow everyone to have high-quality but affordable internet service across our community. And last slide. Big things that we did that were kind of internal to FEDC that I'm very, very proud of, though, this year. We did do an annual economic report. We hadn't done one in a while. I gave copies to everyone. I hope you saw it. Know that we do intend to make that an annual affair. Our partner in that was locally and women-owned business, Information Insights. I've already had my kickoff meeting with them for the next one. And coming out of discussions both with this council, the assembly, the mayors, but most critically my board, we did vote at our most recent board meeting. They directed me to pursue ARDR status for FEDC for the interior region. And so I will be coming back to ask for your support for that enterprise.
Jomo, when you wrote down projects, you guys have projects as opposed to goals and whatnot. Who makes your projects happen? Is that board chosen? Is that you or who?
Thank you for
where
the.
Where does that shopping list come from?
Okay, so I did say under my goals that I wanted to go through. I thought it was a great time coming on as a new CEO to really go through a strategic planning process and to kind of look at the way what we're doing and why we're doing it top to bottom to decide whether or not it's stuff that we should keep doing or if there are other things that we should be doing. And inertia is not the worst reason in the world to keep doing something, but it's not necessarily the best. So we have been doing that. Where the projects came from was actually Jim Dotson. When he took over FEDC, he'd never actually done economic development, but it turns out that he intuitively applied what are, in fact, recommended best practices for an economic development organization. Look across your community. What are the major enterprises? What are your major industries? What are your major community drivers? And then build projects around those items, and that's what we've done. That's what we did. That was way back in very early 2000s. And so the projects have remained, and because they are still, and when you look at the economic report or even our own tax rolls, one of the largest taxed entities, it goes back and forth between Fort Knox Mine and Alyeska Pipeline. Cost of energy. When the cost of energy historically, this town was built to be sustainable at about $1.50 a gallon fuel oil. And you could verify that if you go back through the old community research quarterlies. If you go back far enough, you'll see a graph where they had graphed the price of oil back into the 80s, and it was about $1.50 a gallon. So little wonder when it doubled and then tripled and quadrupled that it did a rope-a-dope on our economy, particularly when 95, 98, even higher percentage of our economy was based on fuel oil, and particularly space heating. It was sucking over $600 million extra per annum out of our economy. So yes, that's where our projects came from, a survey of who we are.
So you said that was in 2000. Do you ever rethink those?
Or we are. Again? Okay. So Ms. Tidwell would know this. She's on my board. But we have, in fact, we're initiating a top-to-bottom program assessment at FEDC. We've created an online tool that allows, It lists all of our projects, a synopsis of those projects, where they came from and what they do. And then it allows our directors, we're starting with our directors, to go through and essentially say, we have a new strategic plan. We have a tactical plan. Do you believe that these individual projects or activities align or not with that, with those items? And we're going to go through and, yes, some things are going to go. Some things are going to stay, and some new things are going to get added. And this, we were already going to do that, but now an additional filter for that is, in fact, going to be the ardor. I wrote it in my report. I did some pretty extensive research regarding ardors over the course of the last year, including doing interviews with ardors, particularly the higher functioning ones. And some of the recommendations, one of the big recommendations they had was, you're not going to be able to do, as the ardor, you're not going to be able to do everything for everybody, which is what this is. You know, we strongly recommend that you specialize, that you focus a bit. So I know that one of the areas of focus, say at Southeast Conference, is mariculture, which makes total sense. Please know that it would be my intention to go through, not just include my own board of directors and my own investors, but I am going to want to come to you all to do that assessment relative to our projects too, to get that feedback, because in the end, we are your economic development corporation.